Blog Talk Radio.
Thank you.
Hello, everybody. This is Prophet Stacy. Thank you for joining me on tonight on Prolific Fire. I pray that the word of the Lord will be an eye-opener tonight and that you will join me in interceding. Father God, in the name of Jesus, God, I pray that you sit me down on tonight, Lord God, and that you rise up mightily in me tonight, Lord God, that I may have the strength, Lord God, to deliver this message the way that you gave it to me, Lord God, that the body of Christ will wake up, Lord God, that they may see what's really going on. In the name of Jesus, amen. Thank you, thank you, thank you once again, everybody, for joining. Let's get right into the word. The foundational text for tonight comes from John chapter 15, verses 4 through 6, and I will be reading from the Amplified Bible. Dwell in me, and I will dwell in you. Live in me, and I will live in you. Just as no branch can bear fruit of itself without abiding in, being vitally united to the vine, neither can you bear fruit unless you abide in me. I am the vine. You are the branches. Whoever lives in me and I in him bears much abundant fruit. However, apart from me, cut off from vital union with me, you can do nothing. If a person does not dwell in me, he is thrown out. If a person does not dwell in me, he is thrown out like a broken off branch and withers. Such branches are gathered up and thrown into the fire, and they are burned. There's a disconnect happening in the body of Christ. There's a disconnect happening in the body of Christ, and it's happening among the most popular of us. We look at them and have no idea the great compromise happening behind closed doors. It's dangerous to be intimate with the world, people, and things of the world, and be intimate with God, too. It's dangerous to be intimate with the world, people, and things of the world, and be intimate with God, too. And this is my favorite point for tonight. This blew my mind. There is no private life when we serve a public God. There is no private life when we serve a public God. Everything we do as his servant affects him. There is no private life when we serve a public God. Everything, 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 I do mean everything. Everything we do as his servant affects him. You can't just close the door on God when you think no one's looking and do what you want to do because it pleases you. You can't just close the door on God like that, like nobody's looking, and do what you want to do because it pleases you. You were not called to be worldly. You hear me tonight. You were not called to be worldly, to hook up with and do what the world does. No, you and I were called to be godly, to maintain a holy standard, to present our bodies a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable to God. That's Romans 12 and 1, New King James. Question. I have a question for you tonight. How can your body be what you present to God? How can your body be what you present to God and what you sacrifice in ungodly relationships, alliances, connections to? How can your body be what you present to God and what you sacrifice in ungodly relationships, alliances, connections to? Whatever happened to living uncompromisingly righteous? Whatever happened to living uncompromisingly righteous, sacrificing yourself, looking different to the world, and going after nothing but the heart of God? That may seem old school to some of you, but whatever happened to going after nothing but the heart of God? Whatever happened to looking different to the world? But nowadays, we want to look just like the world, and everybody seems to think it's okay. It's not okay. I'm going on the record and saying it's not okay. You can think I'm old school or whatever you want to. It don't matter, but it's not okay. Romans 12 and 2 from the Message Bible says, don't become so well adjusted to your culture that you fit into it without even thinking. Don't become so well adjusted to your culture that you fit into it without even thinking. Instead, fix your attention on God. In these last days, we should be uncomfortable with, unwilling to laugh off, because that's what some of you are doing. You're looking and you're seeing all this stuff happening in the body of Christ and you're laughing it off. In these last days, we should be uncomfortable with, unwilling to laugh off and praise any ungodly presentations of God. We should be unwilling to laugh off any ungodly presentations of God coming from those of us who wear his name. Just because it happens to be your favorite preacher, so what? Whatever happened to God being your first love? I don't care if that is your favorite preacher. Whatever happened to God being your first love? In the natural, most first loves are unforgettable. Is God now forgettable? Is that what you're saying? If you can back them and you see all this stuff is going on, but you still think it's okay, in essence, you're saying now that God may be your first love, let you tell it, but he's forgettable now. If he's your first love, he should be unforgettable, meaning everything you do, God should be on your mind first. He is unforgettable. Is he now unforgettable, replaced in your life by the very vessel he chose to use? And rather than protect your relationship with him, you're siding with them? We all know the scripture says, do not be unequally yoked with unbelievers. We all know that scripture, quoted all the time. Do not be unequally yoked with unbelievers. But the Amplified Bible goes on to say, do not make mismated alliances. Do not make mismated alliances with them. And if you look up mismated, it means to be badly matched. Do not make mismated alliance with them or come under a different yoke with them, inconsistent with your faith. That's 2 Corinthians 6 and 14 from the Amplified Bible. There are a lot of things going on that are inconsistent with the faith. There are a lot of things going on right now in the body of Christ that are inconsistent with the faith. A lot of mismated alliances going on. But sadly, some have gotten so disconnected that they actually feel comfortable publicly displaying their mismated alliances. Some have gotten so comfortable publicly displaying their mismated alliance, winning the applause of people. But how many of you true Christians tonight know it's not about the applause of people? We serve an audience of one, and that audience is Jesus Christ himself. That audience is God himself. But sadly, some have gotten so disconnected that they actually feel comfortable publicly displaying their mismated alliance, winning the applause of people, all the while grieving the heart of God, In Ephesians 4 and 30 from the Amplified, we are clearly told, and do not grieve the Holy Spirit of God. Do not offend or vex or sadden him. We, the body of Christ, have gotten so starstruck by some people in the body of Christ that we have become oblivious, blind to, deaf to, ignorant of, unable to discern what's happening. And happening right before our eyes. Some of us have gotten so starstruck by people in the body of Christ that we forget they're just people like us that God is using. But we have gotten so starstruck that we have become oblivious, blind to, deaf to, even ignorant of, unable to discern what's happening and happening right before our eyes. There's a disconnect happening. And we better pray like never before. And we better pray, saints, like never before. Because as of right now, Satan is successfully deceiving the very elect. Let the disconnect, ungodly things going on, the mismated alliances. And remember, I told you mismated. If you look it up in the Bible, it means to be badly matched. Let the disconnect, ungodly things going on, the mismated alliances hookups and connections being made by those we deemed some of God's strongest vessels. Let it cause us to remember to make lords out of nobody but God alone. Let this teach us a valuable lesson, me too, to make God out of nobody but the Lord alone. He is Lord by himself. Do not make lords out of nobody but God. God is God and God is God alone. Wake up, wake up, wake up. Anytime you see well-known men and women of God disconnecting from the vine in favor of their own unfruitful desires, you know the body of Christ is in trouble. Anytime you see well-known men and women of God disconnecting from the vine in favor of their own unfruitful desires, you know the body of Christ is in trouble. Those under the sound of my voice, those under the sound of my voice, I hope you know it is possible for God to be on a person, but not with them. Case in point, God was on Samson so strong, but when he lay down in Delilah's lap and got up, God was no longer with him. And Samson didn't even know it. That's the sad part. And Samson didn't even know it. He didn't even realize that God had departed from him until it was too late. Judges 16. Somebody, don't let it be too late. Don't let it be too late. Watch your connections. Watch your connections carefully in this season. Watch your connections. Know who you're hooking up with. Lest you lay your head down and have your mind compromised to the things of God. Lest you lay your head down and you have your mind compromised to the things of God. Some people claim to have a relationship with God. That's the dangerous part. Some people claim to have a relationship with God, but their life work does not display God at all. Still, Proverbs 3:6 from the New King James says, In all your ways acknowledge him, and he shall direct your path. To God, all means all. There's no compromise in that. It's either black or white. There's no gray area in God. To God, all means all. In the dictionary, all means the whole of one's possessions, energy, or interest. The whole of one's possessions, energy, or interest. Your ways, how you act or behave in any arena. Acknowledge. To give God credit. Acknowledge, give God credit. The kingdom meaning of acknowledge, give God the glory. Anything the world makes excuses for, God says, there is no excuse for members of the body of Christ to be in this world and willingly decide to sin like the world. Hear what God is saying again. God says there's no excuse for members of the body of Christ to be in this world and willingly decide to sin like the world. All wrongdoing is sin, according to 1 John 5:17, NIV. God wants to know that he can trust you above the desires of your flesh. God wants to know that he can trust you above the desires of your flesh. With all of that being said, tonight's message is entitled Off the Vine. Because as I looked at all the things going on, how leaders are falling and the church is covering it up by being in favor of it. Yeah, I said it. The church is covering it up by being in favor of it. I'm not here to please you. I'm here to tell the truth according to what the Holy Spirit gave me. The church is covering it up. The church is covering it up, and it's wrong. Wrong is just wrong. With all that being said, when I looked and saw how the church is covering it up, being in favor of it, up out of my spirit, I said, God, what's going on? And God said, they are falling off the vine. Just as simple as that, God said, daughter, they have fallen off the vine. The vine is God, the Father, and we are the branches. Let's read tonight's foundational text again. This is John chapter 15, verses 4 through 6 from the Amplified. John 15, verses 4 through 6 from the Amplified. Dwell in me, and I will dwell in you. Live in me, and I will live in you. just as no branch can bear fruit of itself without abiding in, being vitally united to me, the vine. Neither can you bear fruit unless you abide in me. I am the vine. You are the branches. Whoever lives in me and I in him bears much abundant fruit. However, apart from me, cut off from vital union with me, you can do nothing. If a person does not dwell in me, he is thrown out like a broken branch and withers. Such branches are gathered up and thrown into the fire, and they are burned. We must live in him and not in ourselves. We must live in him and not in ourselves. We can't afford to be selfish. Hear me tonight. We cannot afford to be selfish, taking who or what we want to ourselves. Real Christianity is selfless, is a selfless walk. Real Christianity is a selfless walk, meant to please God first and foremost. Real Christianity is a selfless walk meant to please God first and foremost. We must dwell. Choose to sit ourselves down. Sit ourselves down. Somebody sit yourself down tonight. Choose to sit ourselves down in him and abide. Flesh come under submission and abide. Dwell. Thoughts come under submission and abide. Dwell in him. Not in this world, but in him. Not in this world, but in him. Not in this world, but in him. We don't dwell in this world among them as them. We don't dwell in this world among them as them, pairing ourselves with them. But we are different. And we should not be ashamed of being different, because God called us and left us in this world to make a difference. In order to make a difference, you have to be different. You cannot be pairing yourselves with them. We do not pair ourselves with them, but we are different. We don't dwell with them in like behavior. Nor do we dwell on the opinion of this world. Our union with the Father is vital. Any disconnect between us, the branches, and the vine, the Father, and a lot of unnecessary stuff falls to the ground. That's what we see. That's what we're seeing now, saints. A lot of unnecessary stuff has fallen to the ground, giving Satan the ammunition he needs to invade. We can no longer say he's trespassing, because some of us are giving him legally the ammunition to invade. Our union, connection, relationship with the Father is vital. I don't know about you, but my relationship with the Father is vital. I need him. Our union, connection, relationship with the Father is vital, especially now, to keep Satan locked out and powerless. Our union with the Father is vital. Instead, many in the body of Christ have fallen off the vine, and the disconnect is spreading. Leaders with great influence have fallen off the vine. They are still connected, but not as connected as in years past. They have fallen off, gotten distracted. Their connection to the vine has been compromised. Somebody tonight, has your connection to the vine been compromised? Their connection to the vine has been compromised because of their own fleshly desires. James chapter 1, verses 13 and 14 from the NIV. When tempted, no one should say, God is tempting me. For God cannot be tempted by evil, nor does he tempt anyone. But each person is tempted when they are dragged away by their own evil desire and enticed. The word enticed, meaning to lure or tempt someone by promising them something that they like. To tempt, lure, attract, beguile, coax, woo, court, seduce. Again, it is to tempt, to lure, to attract, beguile, to coax, to woo, to court, seduce. Leaders in these last days are being coaxed, wooed, seduced away from pure Christianity. They're being coaxed, wooed, seduced away from pure Christianity. Christianity with no filter, based solely on what they like. The flesh of men and women have risen up in the body of Christ. The flesh of men and women in the body of Christ has risen up and in some cases taken center stage and desperately, and their flesh desperately needs to be put back under submission, under the authority of Christ. They have fallen off the vine. They have fallen off the vine, which is the title of tonight's message again. They have fallen off the vine, gotten slack, gotten distracted, and it's truly sad. And it's truly sad because apart from the vine, we can do nothing. It's truly sad because apart from the vine, we can do nothing. Apart from the vine, there will be no abundant fruit. There may be some fruit, but there will be no abundant fruit. Because why should the unsaved join with the saved? Because why should the unsaved join with the saved when the saved are looking and behaving just like them? Why should the unsaved be joined with the saved when the saved are looking and behaving just like them? If Christ really is the difference between us and the world, then why are we not looking different to the world? I'm going to ask you that question again. If Christ really is the difference between us and the world, then why are we not looking different to the world? When the saved now feels comfortable being mismated with someone whose industry is the world, there's a disconnect and it's spreading. When the saved now feel comfortable being mismated with someone whose industry is the world, there's a disconnect and it's spreading. Our connection to the vine, our union with the Father is vital. Our connection to the vine, our union with the Father is vital. Least I fear, we will be like Samson, appearing strong, all the while, fully immersed in Delilah's lap. Our connection to the vine, our connection to the Father is vital. Least I fear we will be like Samson, appearing strong, all the while, fully immersed in Delilah's lap. God loves us. Don't get me wrong. God loves us and favors us. But many are choosing to abuse their favor. Many are choosing to abuse their favor, choosing to abuse his grace. Can't we at least be like Joseph? Come on, y'all. Can't we at least be like Joseph, whose coat was stripped, taken from him and then lied about? At least his coat was stripped, taken from him and lied about. At least that's what happened to Joseph. Can't we at least be like that? Because as of right now, many in the body of Christ are pulling off the coat. Joseph didn't pull it off. It was stripped from him. And then they lied about it. But as of right now, many in the body of Christ are pulling off the coat, and the report of the world about many of us is sadly true. It's sadly true. Off the vine. They have fallen off the vine. These are the last days, and many in the body of Christ have fallen off the vine. And the disconnect is spreading. Pray, saints. Pray like never before. We have to pray and pray like never before. Father God, break that Delilah spirit of hidden seduction that is rampant in the body of Christ right now. Open and revive the eyes of the very elect caught up in the wants and needs of their flesh. Open their eyes so that they will see the deception of the enemy. Open their eyes and mouth so that they will renounce, turn away from every mismated alliance connection that has been formed. Break the stronghold of lust. Break and destroy the seed of every ungodly soul type. Purge their soul, their mind, their will, and emotions from what they think they need. Protect the platform that you gave them and let them perish not from lack of knowledge, from ignorance, or cause others to stumble because of their careless affairs. Reconnect their hearts to you, the vine. that they will want to render all they have in sight of your great deliverance in this season upon their lives. We bind the hand of the enemy. Your body will not be destroyed, misaligned because of or through malicious gossip, fault-finding, petty name-calling. Instead, prompt our hearts to always pray for one another, like you told us to do, Father. Lest we be the withered branches gathered up and destroyed in a fire, as the scripture says, destroyed in hell that was not designed for us. Help us, Father. Help us, Lord. In Jesus' name, amen. Save that one that is not in right standing with you. Father, give them the clarity of thought in this moment to break and receive Jesus as their Lord and Savior. Break the desire for sin off their lives tonight. Break every ungodly appetite from which they indulge tonight. Some sin-sick soul be set free tonight. Somebody needs to say, I receive. I receive. Whether you're on the phone lines, whether you're online, whether you listen on iTunes or on a podcast, somebody needs to say, I receive. I receive. If that's you, I want you to go to prolificfireministry.com and click on the Salvation tab to learn more about salvation. And welcome to the family. Welcome to the family. At this time, if there's anybody on the phone lines via Blog Talk Radio and you need additional prayer, press 1, and I will be glad to pray with you. Once again, thank you for joining me on tonight. And remember to stay prayed up in these last days, because we need the Father, we need God like never before. Going once, going twice. Is there anybody on the phone lines tonight that needs additional prayer? If so, press 1. If not, you can always reach me for a prayer or private consultation by calling or texting 865-408-8690. That's 865-408-8690. Or email prolificfire@gmail.com. That's prolificfire@gmail.com. Keep up with me on Periscope at Prolific Fire, Twitter at Prolific Fire, Instagram at Prolific Fire Ministry Facebook page. I was on that page today looking, and many of you have liked that page. That really, really follow the ministry, you have liked that page, and for that I'm grateful. Thank you. Join my sister in ministry, Prophetess Paper, Faith on the Line with Prophetess Paper, Friday night, August the 19th. 7 Eastern, 6 Central, 4 Pacific. And this Friday actually is her birthday. So call in and support. Call 712-451-0011. 712-451-0011. The access code is 474723. Powerful prayer will be going forth. Powerful prayer will be going forth from Prophetess Pate. Glory to God. So call in and support her on her birthday. There will be a flyer on my page with her information on it. Then join me back here on Prolific Fire Monday night, August the 22nd. The message will be staying afloat. Staying afloat. It's all you can do right now to stay afloat. It's all you can do right now to stay afloat. You've had to borrow some things and drop some other things, but God. And see, I can already tell that message is already speaking to somebody. And all I did was tell you the title and a little bit about it. And you can already feel it. Somebody's just staying afloat on tonight. That's all you're doing. You got both hands and all you're doing. Both hands are full, and all you're doing is trying to stay afloat. But God is good in spite of. The songs that were played tonight via Blog Talk Radio, it was only one song. I played it twice. Jesus Saves by Tasha Cobbs, and he truly does save. Well, that's the end of the broadcast for tonight. I will see you next Monday. Make sure you join Prophetess Pate Friday. Make sure you join her Friday, August the 19th, and then come right back here on August the 22nd. God bless you all. Good night.